So we have been listening to quite scary readings for the last month in November, especially, this month, November. Scary readings. World is going to end, fire is going to fall, thunder's going to come, two people on the roof, one will be taken, people are grinding, one will be gone. There will be war and fight and storms and fire. It's going to end disastrously. That's kind of the tone in the readings. And if you look at the readings, both the gospel reading and the first reading would be about the end of the world. All you have to be prepared. Make sure everything is ready. It's kind of the, it's going to end. And you don't know when it's going to end, and be ready. There is a lot of scary aspect to it. And in the psalm, we read the psalm. If you look at the last week's psalms, it's all, "Oh God, all glory and praise to you. You live in highest heavens, all glory and praise to you." But in the gospel reading, we will finish the reading with this beautiful acclamation or encouragement from Jesus: "I will be with you at the end of time. Things will pass away. My word will not pass away." So these days, even today, we have the same reading. If you look at the reading of the gospel reading, again, quite scary. Be on guard. You don't know when it is going to end. It's going to be a terrible end. So be prepared. Many things can happen. So we looking at when we come to the end of our liturgical year, or even at the beginning of the year, there is a sense that things can end, and we don't know. There could be a lot of war and violence and scary things. And there is also another sense: our life is limited life, but God is so powerful. To you, God, I lift up my soul. So there is a sense of fear, not knowing, uncertainty, and there is a sense of the awesomeness of God, almighty nature of God, who knows everything. To him glory and praise, eternal praise. To him we lift up our soul. And in the middle, in the gospel, we have this consolation, tiny bit of consolation: I will be with you, don't be afraid. I will be with you at the end of time. My word will not pass away. My word will not pass away. My word will not pass away. Recently, I was visiting one of my close friends in the hospital. Now, I think she's my first friend in Australia. She is now probably 91. I was sent to her by Father Ken to visit her. And of course, and I remember saying this story to you. I was at the door with another brother from Papua New Guinea, and she, as soon as I knocked at the door, it was the screen door open. She said, "I don't talk to dark people." And I mean, then at that time I said, "Oh well, I just got tanned." So she loved my humor sense or something. She said, I said, "I'm studying to be a priest, visiting you guys." She said, "You can come in, but no Bible, no Jesus, just be friendly chat." And it's been around 12 years or 11 years we've been friends. And I never spoke to her about gospel, Jesus. One day I carried my diary, and she thought it was Bible, and she stopped there. "Is it Bible?" I said, "No, come in." So that was kind of the thing. And then her health was deteriorating. And of course, she asked me to say to her, "God bless." And if I don't say "God bless," she thinks I'm in a bad mood. And she got me to pray over her, but slowly changed. And recently she called me and said, "Bonnie, I need to see you." I went to Canberra Hospital. She said she's suffering from some kind of macular degeneration, dry macular degeneration in her eyes. She will lose the eyesight. She may not be able to see anyone. It's not been healing. And same thing with her bones. It's degenerating, and she may not be able to walk. She wanted to see me before it all goes. So I am standing in her little ward with her. As soon as she heard my noise, probably the Indian accent, she said, Bonnie, come. She hold my hand and she said, Bonnie, I'm very terrified. I think I'm going to die. I can't see people. They're like shadows. And the doctor said to me, I'm going to definitely lose my sight. I may not be able to walk, Bonnie. Can you just be here and hold my hand? I said, and then she said to me, can you pray for me? I'm really worried. She doesn't have much family at all. This is the power of presence when we are afraid. This is the power of presence in fear. When I hold her hands, there was so much joy in her. She knew someone, Bonnie. I knew him for 10 years, 11 years. Now he's with me. I can't see him, but I can hold his hand. There was so much, there is something different in her. This is the power of presence when we are afraid. That is why Jesus says, okay, these things are going to happen. Violence and wars and storms, everything will happen in the world. God knows everything. He is almighty. In his time, he will work. But then he says, I will be with you at the end of time. What else we need? Of course, the world is uncertain. Things are happening around us. But God's promises, in these uncertainties, in this fearsome world, I will be with you. Emmanuel, God with us. Emmanuel, God with us. That is Advent. Emmanuel, God with us in our fears. And fear is a crippling thing. And that is the thing about terrorism, isn't it? Fear is a crippling thing. Terrorism, terror. You can sell terror. You can brainwash people with fear. You can get them to do anything you want. Sometimes in religion, sadly in religion, superstitious beliefs come out of fear. If you don't pay this much money to the thing, God will punish you. Oh, you pay. If you don't properly kneel, your car will get into an accident. I will kneel properly. Fear can get us to do many things. That is why after 3 days in Paris attack, on that weekend, so Friday was the attack, and that weekend there was a fireworks in the Paris city. Like a fireworks. In France, and people thinking it is bomb blast, explosion, they look for hiding. That is fear. It cripples us. It cripples us. And only one thing God can promise. I will be with you. Emmanuel, God with us. What more we want? We don't want a God in the Almighty up in the heaven and says, you'll be fine. But he comes down into our fears. And all he can give you, he can give us is his presence. That is why if you carefully check the reading, it says, men die of fear. You will hear men die of fear. Fear of people. Fear of rejection. Fear of no purpose in life. We can die of fear. In the Advent season, we celebrate. A God comes to us in our fear. The value of presence is big. Just like I was holding the hand of Martina in that hospital ward, and she felt very secure. Someone I know, I don't have to be afraid. Okay, I'm dying, but there is someone I know. I can at least hold his hand. There is a power. Imagine the couple. You know, you've been 60 years, 50 years married. The pain that comes when you lose someone in that marriage. Some couples don't even last. You know, you have married for 50 years. It's always someone to hold hands. I have seen couple holding hands when they listen to the word of God. Because it's the power of presence. She's with me. He's with me. Haven't you heard of stories of husbands looking after wives who had 40 years of dementia but never let her go? You must have heard of stories like that. The presence that matters. We may not be able to do many things. We may not be able to work miracles. But being present with someone who is afraid. I remember I was so scared before getting ordained as a priest on the eve of my ordination. I was getting, is this the right thing to do? Oh man, I should get married. It's too late. Tomorrow is the ordination. And one of my good friends came up to me. Bonnie, what happened? I'm a bit stressed. You know, this is it. Life is going to change tomorrow. Do you want some whiskey? That's what he asked me. Do you want some whiskey? That is exactly what Jesus is. In the gospel, be on guard. Your hearts should not be weakened by dissipation or drunkenness or worries of life. When fear comes to us, we are looking for hiding. Just like the people in France, when they had the explosion, it was a fireworks, they looked for hiding because when the fear comes to us, we don't want to face it. We don't want to confront it. What we do? Whiskey. Drunkenness. Oh, whiskey or beer, whatever you want to drink, please. You know? Just go. Alcohol. And can we judge that person? I will not judge because I have experienced fear in my life where I looked for ducking my head in. Some people is worries of life. And these things, when these things happen to us, fear cripples us. And only one thing that can help us is the presence. Emmanuel, God with us. So my dear brothers and sisters, as we come into Advent, let us remember that verse, Emmanuel, God with us. God comes to us in our fear to be a friend, to hold our hands. That is the basic message of the gospel. But it is a journey of letting all our pretensions go. Our fear makes us to get into booze and drinks and worries of life and all other things. None of us wanted to be addictive. None of us wanted to have things that kind of changes. But these kind of fears, anxieties of life, make us look for some hiding from fears and anxieties. But a person's presence probably will help us to get out of it. A person's presence. Sometimes when you listen to people who came out of drug addiction, came out of pornography, came out of alcoholism, there is always one person in their life being so patient, helping them, getting them out of that addiction. One person's presence. It could be a priest, it could be your own wife, your own husband, your own niece or uncle or a nephew was present with you in your addiction and slowly got you out of it. That is the power of presence. Emmanuel, God with us. Not up in the heavens, but with us. In so much vulnerability like a baby, in our life, in our fear, in our pain, to get us out of all these things. So let us not look for ducking our life. Let us face it, because we are not alone. God with us. Emmanuel.